mama girl, listen, life with multiple kids, life with kids in general, can feel like you're constantly running a marathon. I know. Listen, between school runs and meal prep and play dates and everything else, it is easy to forget about yourself. But here's the truth. Your mental health is the foundation for everything you do. So when you take care of yourself, you are able to show up as the super mom your kids need and still enjoy those family trips to the fullest. So let's talk about how nurturing your mental health can make your life smoother and your travels even more enjoyable. Hey, if you do not know who I am, hey, mama girl, my name is Jamie, and I am an IntelliTravel independent travel agent, and this is my podcast channel, Prep and Land, where we talk about all things life and travel and how to make them easier for you and your family, because we don't have time to be frustrated. We don't have time to be stressed. We want an enjoyable, memory-making experience for our families each and every time we hit that road to go take on a new adventure in a new destination. Now, before we dive into today's discussion, I don't want you to forget to share this podcast with your friends and your families, all the mama girls in your community. All right, so without further ado, mama girl, go ahead and grab your water, grab your chips, grab your snack, grab whatever you want to grab, and come on in here and let's have good conversation. As women, we wear so many hats, right? We're moms, we're partners, we're caregivers, we're friends, we're professionals. Listen, any hat that you can imagine, we wear it. We're doing the thing on a daily basis. Listen, this juggling act can feel overwhelming, but here's the thing. Prioritizing your mental health is not selfish, mama girl. I want that to resonate with you, okay? It is not selfish. In fact, it is your superpower, okay? From hormonal changes to like the social pressures of society, women face unique challenges that make mental health care so important, okay? When you prioritize your emotional well-being, you're not just helping yourself. You're becoming the rock, the foundation that your family needs to be able to grow, to thrive, to do all the things. It is about finding the balance. From hormonal changes to the pressures that are given to us by society, women face unique challenges that make mental health care so important. When you prioritize your emotional well-being, you're not just helping yourself. You're becoming a rock, the foundation for your family and your friends, and they all need it. They're all connected to you because you are helping them grow and develop into being the people that they're supposed to be. But that requires you having your mental health in check, because if your mental health crazy, they mental health gonna be crazy, okay? That is why it is so important, because it's not just about you. Life isn't just about you. I've said this before and I will say it again and again and again. Life isn't just about you. It's not just about what you have going on. You are connected to all these other different people, places, things, and all of them are dependent on you just like you are dependent on them. So it is important to make sure that you, your foundation is set right. That way you can be a solid foundation for everybody else. Okay? Okay, let's move on. So let's look at the two categories. Let's look at home life and let's look at travel life, and let's see how mental health is so important in both of those and how it plays a key role in both of those. Okay, so let's talk about the family first. Your mental health is the foundation of your family's happiness. Let's think about it for a minute. When you are calm, when you are collected, when you are emotionally balanced, your home is peaceful. There's a sense of peace there. that your family needs in order to function, because they are out here in this world going to school, going to work, in traffic, whatever the situation is. And I guarantee you there is no peace there. There is no peace at school. There is no peace at the job. It's a lot of frustrations, a lot of anxieties. And so when they come home, to be able to have that sense of peace, because your mental health is together, mama girl, hands down, a solid foundation for your family. Because when you have the peace in your house, they take that peace with them where they go, to be able to give that peace to the situations that are not peaceful. Listen, not only is this a great tool to use to teach your children how to be peacemakers, it's also a great tool to teach your children how to deal with their emotions, okay? It helps them foster open communication, and it helps create a culture of care and not destruction, which is amazing. We need that. We need that in society today. Imagine sharing daily highs and lows over dinner. Imagine sharing daily highs and lows over dinner. Listen, this is not just about your mental health. I cannot drill this into you enough. It is not just about you. It is about setting the example, being the example for your children and your children's children, making a more solid connection with your family unit, making a stronger family. Okay, now we talked about how mental health is essential for your family unit, but let's talk about how it is also essential for your travels. Now, travel. We know that travel has two sides of it, two sides of the coin. You can have the dreamy, everything you imagined your trip to be vacation, and then you can also have the stressors, the frustrations, the things not going according to plan. It can go either way, and with family trips, it can switch on you in a dime. It can switch on you in a dime, and that is why mental health is so important. In fact, a healthy mindset is your secret weapon to a smooth and joyful adventure. I cannot stress that enough. I talked about it in my last video, and I will talk about it until the cows come home. Having your mindset to know how to adjust in life is essential. Essential to making sure that your vacations are beyond what you could ever imagine. There's always, as we know in life, there are always hiccups, and that is the same thing with vacations. Vacations are not the exception to the rule. In fact, they are intensified, if you will. But having that mindset, the mindset to be able to say, you know what, regardless of what's going on, regardless of the situation, I'm still going to have a great trip, and I'm still going to show my kids a great, we're all going to have a great experience. We're all going to do the things that we want to do. We might not do everything that we want to do, but we'll do some things that we want to do so that everybody feels like they have an input in the trip. Everybody feels like their ideas are valued of what a family fun trip was like. Essential. Listen, we want to handle delays like a beast, like a pro, okay? We want to have the new adventures. We want to be able to navigate them with confidence, okay? We want to savor every moment, okay? We want to have a good time, whether the airport is empty or whether it's crowded with a whole bunch of people, whether you can just walk to your transfer flight, or whether you have to beeline it to make sure you make it to the gate on time before it closes. Listen, we want all the things, and we want to be able to navigate all of them, and that requires a good mental health, okay? A good mental health routine to make sure that our mental health stays in the top peak shape at any given time. Our mental health is just like our bodies. We need to exercise it. We need to grow it. We need to develop it. It's not something that's going to come overnight. It takes trials and tribulations. I know we don't like the idea of going through tough times. We don't like the idea of going through challenges. We kind of want it to be easy. But those challenges, those tough times are what helps make our mental health stronger because we know how to navigate through it. I was talking to my hairdresser the other day and we were talking about, I know I'm going on a tangent, but I love y'all. Y'all love me. We gonna get through it. But anyway, I was talking to my hairdresser the other day and we were talking about how we don't like challenges. We don't like things being hard. We like things being easy. We like to smooth things, for things to just go, for things to just snap in place each and every time. And that's not how life works. In fact, if everything snapped in place each and every time, we will all be softies. We would be little smush buckets because when challenges come, we wouldn't know how to deal with it. And then we would have hurt feelings. We would have frustrations. We would have all the things. But those challenges are there to toughen us up, to give us a little bit of backbone. So that way when stuff does happen, we can navigate through it and have a better experience. That was my story. It was short, wasn't it? I hope I'm making sense with you all. I hope that y'all are understanding. Are y'all picking up what I'm putting down? Because I really want you to understand how mental health is so important. So we know why mental health is important in our family life. We know why mental health is important in our travels. Let us talk about how to nourish our mental health. So, mama girl, how can we keep that mental health glow glowing about us? How can we do that? So one of the things you can do, mama girl, is practice mindfulness. Deep breaths go a long way. They really, 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 really do. Get some of that oxygen in there. If you can step away, listen, if you can step away, go outside, get some fresh oxygen along with other... Just get some fresh oxygen. Just get some fresh oxygen from outside. It really does help, okay? Mindfulness is the art of being present in the moment, fully aware of your thoughts and your feelings and your surroundings without the judgment, okay? Taking deep, intentional breaths can calm your nervous system and it can reduce the stress and it can help you regain the focus that you need to thrive. Not strive, thrive. So start with some simple techniques. I'm going to mention two of them. The first one is called the 4-7-8 breathing method. Now you're going to inhale for 4 seconds, you're going to hold the breath for 7 seconds, and you're going to exhale slowly for 8 seconds. This is the perfect way for you to kind of decompress. The other thing that you can do, mama girl, is called mindful observation. So spend a few moments focusing on one thing, whether it be a flower or your child's laughter or even a cup of coffee. Listen, let the sights and sounds and smells surround you and bring you to like a present space in your mind and focus on that for a few moments of your day. I'm not going to say how long those moments are, but whatever that moment is for you, just focus on it. So if you know you enjoy the smell of coffee and you like making the coffee, instead of just rushing, putting it in the thermos or putting it in the mug and chugging it down, take a moment to savor the smell, to take slow sips. Maybe not too slow because coffee is rather hot, but take slow sips and savor the flavor in your mouth. Whatever, okay? Whatever works for you, mama girl, just take a moment and enjoy it all. Enjoy it all. If it's putting lotion on, savor it. If it's putting your clothes on, savor it. If it's Savor it. If it's painting, savor it. If it's playing a game on your phone, savor it. I'm going on a tangent, but savor it. Whatever works, just savor it, okay? Whatever you do, whatever you like doing, just savor the moment, okay? Savor it. Savor it. The next thing you can do, mama girl, is something that is hard for a lot of humans in general. So don't feel bad if you are not the best at doing it, but you need to start incorporating it into your life, and that is setting your boundaries. I'm gonna say it again. I need you to set your boundaries, and then not only set them, but stick to them. Okay? Okay, now, I'm gonna back up now. One moment. Mama girl, as a caregiver, as a professional, as a multitasker, all the things that you are in your superhumanness, it is easy to lose yourself in the demands of others. Setting your boundaries is critical to maintaining the mental health that you need to ensure that you do not burn out. Okay, so here's how you can do that. First thing you need to do is learn how to say no. Two-letter word. Hard to say, I get it, but we need to learn how to say no, okay? Politely decline commitments that do not serve your priorities and your well-being. I still have a hard time saying no. It is so easy for me to make my life chaotic because it hurts me. It's like I'm hurt because I don't like disappointing people. I've gotten over that more, but I still deal with it from time to time where it's just like I feel like I need to say yes to everything. I know, terrible, but I'm working on it. I say no more than I used to. So yes, we need to say no. Politely decline. You don't have to be rude with it. Just say upon further review. That's my favorite phrase to start with when I'm getting ready to tell people no. I'll be like, you know what? Upon further review, as I assess my schedule, I cannot accommodate this request. But moving forward, if you give me ample amount of time, I might be able to help you in the future. That's how I talk when I'm at my job. But I talk like that in general anyway. But yes, moving forward, upon further review, it's a no. It's a no. I love you. I still love you, but it's a no on this day, okay? I wish you all the best. I wish you all the best, and I support you as long as it's legal, but it's a no. Set your boundaries. Say no. The next thing you can do is schedule me time, which is also something that I'm working on doing. I've done a lot more this year, 2024, than I have in all of my life. Praise God. Praise God for growth. But setting me time is just simply blocking off time for the activities that you enjoy doing, whether it be walking or reading or simply relaxing, taking naps, watching Netflix, eating popcorn, drinking water, whatever it is, that thing that you like to do, that you like to do by yourself. Do it. Set time aside for you to actually do it. One thing that I've learned when it comes to scheduling my time, because I do a lot more scheduling now than I've done ever in life, I keep a written calendar so that I can schedule my time out. But I will notice that I will schedule everything but me time, which is what I've been working on, making sure that I have me time at least 2 times a month. I know it needs to be more. Okay, so you know what? I'm gonna do more. But having that me time, however often you need to have it throughout the month, is a necessity. And if it takes you scheduling that time for you to be able to tell people no, like I already have a prior engagement, me time. They don't need to know it's me time, but they need to know it's a prior engagement and that you cannot accommodate that. Upon further review. Scheduling that time for you is essential to making sure that you are taking care of your mental health appropriately, okay? And another thing that you can do is communicate your needs. Let your family and your colleagues, let your coworkers, let everybody who is in your life know what you need when you need it, okay? You need uninterrupted time. You need to be left alone. You need all these things, and they don't need to be making you feel guilty about it. If they're trying to make you feel guilty about it so you can do what they want you to do, then you don't need it, then you do not need them in your life. Okay? Okay. Mm-mm. I respect you. You respect me. That's part of the respect. When I need me time, I need you to respect my me time, and I don't need you to make me feel bad about it. In fact, I need you to encourage me to continue to do it, to make sure that my mental health is where it needs to be. Because if you don't want me snapping at you, I don't want you snapping at me. We need our time. I digress. Mama girl, please remember to taking care of yourself allows you to show up as your best self for those who depend on you. And that's everybody that you are connected to. Okay? Listen, you also want to stay active and you want to eat well to fuel both your body and your mind. Physical health and mental health are deeply intertwined. Yes, they're connected, honey. If we're being completely honest, everything about you is connected to you. Everything about you is connected to you. Your body is connected to you. Your mind is connected to you. Your thoughts, your wills, your emotions are all connected to you. And if something is out of whack, everything is out of whack. Tell me I'm lying. If you are not feeling good, if you're not feeling good mentally, your body not feeling good physically. If you're struggling physically, you're struggling mentally. It's all connected. If your emotions are out of whack, your body is out of whack. Have you ever noticed that when you're sad, your body is pained? Have you ever noticed that when you're happy, like everything is just like, everything is on a high? It's all connected to each other. And if you are not taking care of your mental health, everything else will eventually line up to the condition of the weakest link. That is why they said, I just did that. But yeah, that is why they say you're only as strong as your weakest link, because if the weakest link is not being taken care of, eventually everything is going to go in the direction of the weakest link. Boom, shakalaka, mama girl. Boom, shakalaka. Said all that to say, let us make sure that we are exercising what regularly. Let us make sure we are eating the food that we are supposed to be eating, to make sure we are staying nutrient, to make sure our nutrition is where it's supposed to be. Let us make sure that we are drinking our water, to make sure we are staying hydrated. Let's make sure we're doing all the things to take care of our body, mind, and spirit. You don't have to start big. You don't have to become a bodybuilder in 3 days. In fact, I don't encourage that, and neither does anybody in the world. If they do encourage it, I don't think they know what they're talking about, so you shouldn't be listening to them anyway. Start small, okay? Make sustainable changes, like stretching in the morning or swapping your sugary snacks for like a nut or a fruit, and watch the energy and your emotional resilience, all the things grow, develop, and be happy, okay? And most importantly, don't hesitate to reach out for support when you need it, okay? It is okay to acknowledge that you do not have it all together, that you cannot do it alone. You were not meant to live life alone. You were not meant to be isolated, to try to figure everything out for yourself. No, you are meant to rely on the people in the world who know the things that you don't know, that can help you get to where you're trying to go. Honey. Seeking support is a sign of strength, not weakness. So remember that, okay? It is a sign of strength and not weakness. And here's how you can get started. First of all, talk to a trusted friend or a family member. Sometimes sharing your feelings can lighten the load emotionally, the emotional load that comes with all of the emotions, right? Also, join a community or a support group. So whether it's in person or online, connecting with others who understand your challenges can be incredibly comforting. Absolutely. And lastly, you know, seek professional help. People like therapists and counselors and even mental health professionals are there to provide tools and strategies tailored to your needs. Don't wait for a crisis, mama girl. Early intervention can make a world of difference. Reaching out doesn't just help you, it teaches you and your family and your friends that it is okay to ask for help, okay? Together, we can build a stronger, more connected support system. Mama girl, I have talked a lot, but this is a very important topic that I think we as mothers need to hear, because it is so hard for us. It is so hard for us to care for us. I know in my personal life, I can honestly and truly say that in my personal life, it has been hard for me to care about me. And I've already told you my story, so I'm not going to go over it again, and I'm not going to get emotional. But it is so easy for us to just throw us by the wayside, to say, you know what, I'm not important. I'm just a piece in the whole game of chess or whatever. No. You are important. You are the pillar. You are the pillar to the lives of everybody around you. And it is important to set, it is important to be not only an example, because yes, you need to be an example, but it is also important to understand you and then understand what you need in every moment of your life, so that way you don't get slowed down. That way you can keep going and keep moving and keep pushing to wherever you're trying to go, to whatever you're trying to be. Because when you don't take care of that stuff, it does slow you down. It slows you down. And your mental health is, honey, it can stop you. And we're not trying to be stopped. No, ma'am, we're not. We got things to do, people to see, places to go. We don't have time to be stopped, okay? Okay, so pay attention to your mental health. You want to do that? Thank you. Listen, mama girl, you got this, okay? Mental health isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. We want to thrive in life, and mental health, making sure that we have a healthy mental health will help us do that, okay? So let us make sure to make mental health a priority in everyday life and in travels, okay? Listen, if you love these tips, make sure you like this podcast. Make sure you share it with all your friends and your family, and let's keep this conversation going. Let's keep the information flowing, all the things. And don't forget, mama girl, if you're ready to plan your trip, if you need some travel inspiration, if you need me to help you plan your trip, reach out to me. Go to my website, www.prepandland.com. All of my podcasts, all of my YouTubes, all of my blogs are all on that website, and you can utilize that information to give you inspiration, to give you ideas on all the things that you want to do. I also have deals on there as well that you can look at if you want your family to go visit those sites, okay? Listen, all the tips, tricks, knickknacks, paddywhacks, give the dogs their bones, all of them are on the site for your viewing pleasure. And when you're ready to book your trip, again, reach out to me. You can reach out to me on my website, www.prepandland.com. Until next time, mama girl, I want you to continue to choose to make life an experience and experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist. Live, mama girl. Until next time, peace.